Avoiding things doesn't just make you feel on edge, it makes you zone out in conversations with people you really care about. Keep putting off other important things that would actually move your life forward. Snappy for no obvious reason. Compulsively reach for your phone, snacking, and other background noise whenever the thought of this thing pops into your mind. This isn't the real you. This is just one open tab that hasn't been closed yet, bleeding into your life. Here's why this matters. When you face things you've been avoiding, no matter how scary those things seem, the less mental clutter you'll have and the more mental breathing room you'll have, which means you'll be able to stay fully with the conversation you're in instead of drifting, so people will actually lean in more and enjoy speaking to you. Sit down, work on one thing, and don't open another tab until that thing is finished, skyrocketing your consistency and integrity. Feel your shoulders drop and your breathing slow instead of carrying around a quiet, heavy tension with you all day that's ready to explode at the quickest trigger. And finally, you'll be able to say no to your distractions and bad habits as you just revel in the bliss of mental clarity and raw dog the granny out of life. Now look, there is something you know you're not facing right now. Perhaps it's an important conversation you need to have with someone you're in love with, or someone in your family, friends, whatever. Maybe it's a, I don't know, give me another example, brain, a letter you haven't sent to the government, or an article that needs editing. No matter what it is, every other human being is in the same boat as you right now, ignoring something they know they need to face. And I really wish what I'm about to say wasn't true, but it is, so let's say it. By avoiding this thing, that just means you're going to think about it more. And this incredibly human tendency that we all share to ignore things that need attention, to refuse to look at them, is what psychologists call information avoidance. And its hidden cost is high cognitive load. You know, that feeling that something's just not right, even while you're trying to relax. Yeah, it's because when you're trying to relax, your brain is still keeping the unresolved browser tab open in the background. That's why you can be laying down, but your mind is still busy. But good news, you can solve 90% of this information avoidance problem by first of all understanding the three reasons why we avoid information in the first place. So, let's begin here. The first reason why you avoid information, and by the way, when I say the word you, I'm also talking about me as well. I'm very much included in this. Nevertheless, the first reason why you avoid information is to protect a story you're telling yourself. In other words, your beliefs. Your beliefs are the lenses through which you view the world and other people. And facing this thing you're avoiding might mean you have to change your beliefs, which is a pain in the ass, and your brain knows that. Because if you have to change your beliefs, you have to change your perspectives and your opinions and everything that you've known about the world thus far, which will shatter the version of yourself that you're currently trying to protect. The second reason you avoid information is to avoid taking a step you don't want to take. Facing this thing might mean you have to change your behaviour, and ain't nobody got time for that. And the final reason is to reduce the sinking feeling you don't want to feel. When you're feeling good, you want to protect those emotions at all costs, even if it means avoiding the obvious. Notice anything in particular amongst these three reasons? Notice anything? They are all about the same thing, prioritising temporary comfort over actually getting this thing off your mind. But here's the real problem with information avoidance.
Then after we'll cover the last 10% of the solution. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Don't look at the washing behind me.
Imagine you're standing on a hiking trail, taking photos of the vibrant green forest all around you, but suddenly you hear a weird grunting noise in the distance, so you turn around and see a strange brown blob up ahead, but a bit too far away for you to see exactly what it is. So you shrug your shoulders and just get back to taking photos of the luscious green forest all around you. But then that noise doesn't just continue. It starts getting louder. Eh, who cares, you think to yourself a second time as you continue to keep taking photos of the forest around you instead of trying to figure out what this noise is, stubborn on not having your joy ruined. But then that noise is just around the corner and changes to claws thumping on the ground and a gruesome roar. It was a bear. Here's the worst part. The stress didn't start the moment the bear attacked you. The stress started the moment you heard the noise, but chose to ignore it. Here's the bottom line here. The fact that you avoid information and things in your life doesn't mean you're broken. It means you are a human being. But let's lie to ourselves no more. Lewis, listen up. Avoiding things buys us comfort now, and stress, and potentially worse things, later. So here's what to do next. You don't need to fix everything, face this thing right now, or come up with the perfect productivity system that will have you color code in your calendar for 3 hours tonight. No, first of all, you need to know exactly what you're dealing with before you can even think about facing it. So ask yourself this question: what do I keep noticing and pushing aside? Your answer to this question will be the thing that is causing the most background noise in your life right now. Not a nice humming classical tune, that noise of tension, everything's out of sync and it gives you the feeling of something is wrong. But if that question doesn't work with you, try this one that has a bit more of a positive taste. What am I avoiding that if I faced would be a huge weight off my shoulders? Then, just look at it. Open the email, read the letter, write the first crappy sentence, or just click open on the document and look at the first word. Ask yourself what the conversation would even be about. Draft the goodbye message. Because seeing the problem clearly comes before you take in the first step. In other words, clarity comes before courage. Let's wrap this all up. Most of the things you avoid aren't bears. They're just twigs falling in the dark. Turn around and face that noise, and you'll realise there was nothing to be worried about in the first place. But if worse comes to worse and it is a bear, clarity will always be safer than imagination. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Stay disciplined, playful.
That letter came through again.
What letter?
You know, the one you've been avoiding?
I don't exist.